Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's closest place to this rest. I'm going to need you to do one of the water this morning. Every one of you have a in the chat room, on the phone, I can't have a work. I mean, the Lord's riches, present upon every one of you are indeed. I believe your prayer. We apologize for being late, the various fears of the weather in our area. We solicit your prayers. For this glorious opportunity to speak in your word. We thank you for bringing us faith with us, Father. We ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, of omission and commission. We repent of our sins. We ask you to forgive us, O God. And we know that when you forgive us, we all be forgiven. We ask you to wash us in your word, wash us in your blood, make us everybody whole so that you will be glorified in everything that we say and we do. We thank you for covering us with your blood. Thank you for covering our heart with your blood, Father. We thank you for covering our mates, our husbands, our wives, our boys, with your blood, Father, to take them seriously. Thank you for knitting us together. Thank you for making us one in you, even now. Thank you for all the full manifestation of our boys. Regardless of the situation, they are the ones that you have ordained for us. So therefore, that means you have already made ways of escape for them, and we thank you that it will be a smooth, easy transition from that the same person that's in their place to that God is. But you have a vision, you have a plan for them. Give them the boldness and the courage to believe that they know deep down inside that not for them, and that person who they've been with has proven to them that they are not for them, that they are there for convenience. So, Father, we thank you that you have given them courage, you've given them boldness to come to the one that you have ordained for them before the foundation of the world and watch the blessings in their lives and their before. So we give you praise and glory and honor. We ask you to take out this acclaim. That the word for the Lord, you are. We ask you for the Lord and Savior. We ask you to go before us, make every crooked path straight, make every cloud and every trial and every snare faded. We defeat it. We ask you to go before us. Cover us with your blood, protect us, heal us, strengthen us, amen. We ask you to deaf them and to blind us, to demons, Father. And the human agents of Satan against us, they won't be able to plot and plan against us. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to put us in life standing with you. For our words are some power, not on earth, but in heaven. And decree a thing, you will respond to us. So, Father, we ask you to send forth the one angel of flame of the Lord to shut down every blood church that has gone before us. Go to the places that you have ordained for us to be today or tomorrow, within the next 2 days. Father, we ask you to send the one angel of flame of the Lord before us. Put everything in place, Father, that will prevent the wicked from gaining on us. That the lives of your beasts will ground us as a great ball of fire. Not to burn me or the angel, but to burn up the false angels. We get him in the years of Satan that will follow us around, none to know our movement, to know where we're going and what we teach us and what we don't feel won't follow enough. Not about the wicked angels. So, Father, we thank you. I thank you for the Lord of the earth. I thank you for giving them peace. Thank you for knitting us together. I thank you for and you're making a way for us to hear from each other, even if it's just him saying, oh, he won't let me know that he loves me. While you can do it, you can tell me the first thing. Just understand, and I know that you already made a way. So just demons are supposed to be able to stay in here this long. Thank you for my machine. Thank you for giving us one. Let's make love as we hope. Thank you today for the land and the floor that didn't go on all around us. The fight to us and to kill the old demons and those devils that have been watching and spying on us. Probably asking to sleep off your blood to go through this. Go to our homes and wash our homes with your blood, Father. Wash our minds with your blood, Father. Father, you know, this is a month we're known for celebrating mothers. Many of us are mothers. We with you now, so Father, we ask you to give us courage, give us strength to endure. Because we have beautiful godly mothers and we miss them full. So Father, we thank you. We honor you in all things. We bless your name that you never fail us, never forsake us. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Truth we do, Lord, this morning. Children love upon the archive. May the Lord which is blessing the rest of every one of you are indeed all going to take your prayer. Those of you who have your Bible, if you will turn with me
Hebrews. Well, God, I have for you. Familiar passage of scripture. It says, heal all by him where we found. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than those your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain coming down and the snow from heaven, and returning not neither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut out. What is the Lord telling us? In this season, in this month, you will not be rewarded for the evil that you've done, the evil that you should have been rewarded for. God and His grace and His mercy, you're going to look over it. You're going to look past it. Pass over because of what? The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that word should have manifested in your life because of the seed of sin that you sowed. Instead, what's going to come up in your life will be seeds of love, seeds of peace, seeds of joy, seeds of patience, seeds of long-suffering, seeds of self-control, seeds of joy, seeds of financial wealth. Seeds of blessings, seeds of the anointing of God being heavy on your life, seeds of favor with God and with man. This is what you're going to be receiving instead of what you should have received, of what you planted in the ground. See, many of us, we tell the truth, we got seeds in the ground, but it ain't the right seeds that we want to be manifested. You know, God in His mercy, because we humble ourselves and we ask the Lord to forgive us and we repent it. God in His mercy, for His name's sake, He plucked up that seed. He threw that seed out. And He planted His seed. Good God. Glory to God. He planted seeds of refreshing. He planted seeds of patience. Seeds of joy. He planted seeds of love. He planted seeds of patience. He planted seeds of grace and mercy and joy and peace. He planted Himself in your ground. Glory to God. So now what you're about to receive is a harvest. You can't give nobody glory but God. Because you know that in yourself, you did not plant those wonderful seeds. God. Because you see, if I make it real, which we are helpless, you know, but because of the Holy Ghost, and because of Him who lives within us richly, and because of the Word of God, and because of our faithfulness and our loving faithfulness to God, even when we messed up, even when we failed, even when we didn't do the things He called us to do, even while we doing the things that He called us to do, we finally said, okay, we'll do what you want me to do, but we didn't do it wholeheartedly because we were fearful of what the opinion of people said. But we kept on persevering, and we are still there. So Father said, because of your faithfulness, because you didn't throw in the towel, because you hung in there on broken pieces, even in your frailty as being human, even being obedient to God when you didn't know the outcome, but you took a step, you took His hand and you allowed Him to lead you. Even while in the midst of your assignment, an opposition came. Oh yes, opposition gonna come while you're on your assignment. Look at Naaman. Look at Nehemiah. At Ezra. They were on assignment. They were rebuilding. They had gotten favor. But the king, even though that was the king that they had them in bondage, but God do things for a reason. But I found out, even when the wicked is coming against you, you just be the same with your God. You don't let them change you, but you change them. And sooner than later, they'll realize that what they've been doing to you, they've really been doing it to themselves. Because you have not changed one bit. Your faith in God has gotten stronger. Their shenanigans, what they've been doing to you, they're going to reap it, not you. You're going to reap the reward for being faithful and having faith and belief in God. Remember, Hebrews tells us that those who come to God will believe that He is. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 says that they overcame. They subdued kingdom because of their faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I hear the Lord say, this is a season of easy battles and war. These make battles and wars that attempt to come to you will not even manifest. Because you already been in a battle. And we serve a God who's kind, who's understanding, and He would never have you to be overwhelmed. David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, I turn to the rock that's higher than me. So this is a season of abundance, of rain, of blessing, your vats overflowing with oil, corn, by the hand of God Himself. That was stolen and hijacked by Satan and his human agents. You're going to see immediately change. Refrigerators that were broken down, you're going to start getting brand spanking new. Without no fuss, without no complaints, God Himself going to do it. Stoves that were shut down because of witchcraft and soothsaying, all of that that the enemy and through his human agent done, you're going to see it. turn around and forever holler your life. Because God got to show you and prove to you that you can go safely into your future without worrying about the hideous wickedness of Satan following you ever again. God is a God that if he allow you to go through something, he's not going to allow you to go through that no more. When Moses was going after he had killed the Egyptian that came against his fellow brother, it wasn't the time yet, but that was in him that he was called to do manifested before it had been pruned by God. So he ran. But how about that wasn't God's plan too? And so in the fullness of time, in the process of time, God told him, now you can go faithful into your future because you don't have to worry about your past. All those who are against you and were pursuing you, they are dead. Hallelujah. That's shouting to perfect them. Because people have been pursuing you. Wicked situations have been pursuing you. Things that you have done in your past that you had knowledge of and that you didn't have knowledge of, but you ended up paying for. So you really didn't move forward in your future because you was ashamed of your past. But I'm here to destroy that thing. Because it's covered under the blood. Jesus came and he died for us. He became shame for everyone. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to somebody today that the Lord will listen. You have been held back. And you held yourself back. And I'm speaking for myself. Yes, I made that confession. Speaking for myself, I allow situations and circumstances that were brought up together by Satan and his human agents. But because I didn't know the devices of Satan, I was ignorant concerning the devices of Satan. So that's how Satan was able to get the ups. So he wreaked havoc in my life. Because he heard. But God had a plan for my life. But how about a delay? Don't mean a denial. You went through all that desert season. You went through all of that. But God's original plan for your life still stands and is still unfolding. And you still will receive and eat the good of the land in the land of the living. You will still possess that which God placed you on this earth with. Satan and his human agents ain't stop nothing. It was sent from the pit of hell to block your life and to mess up your life, to keep you from being believed when you open your mouth. How about we serve the true and living God who turned a mess into a message? So those of you who have been stagnant, I come in free flow of rivers and wells that have been blocked and stopped up. I command that they be unblocked forever and free flowing in your life. And I command every well that has been stopped up to prevent you from moving forward in the things of God because you are a threat to the kingdom of Satan. From this second forth, flow freely. Satan and his human agents will never honor you ever again because they will see this kind of glory all on you. The angels with flaming sword, they will see them, and they will run. The Bible says that the enemy come at you one direction and flee seven. Why? Because of the glory. And I command the same haze of protection around us. It was around Job. Hey, little thing. Well done. You've come through the dark tunnel and mazes. And now you're out. This is a mother of favor. You're going to see my hand on your life as never before. You're going to see my favor and my grace on your life. You're going to see how that you thought I wasn't working for you, that I've been working for you. You're going to see how you thought when I wasn't fighting for you, that I've been fighting for you. Because the same enemies that had been surrounding you, they will never come against you ever again. You're going to see that situation in your neighborhood turn back. Jeremiah 33 said you're going to start here. The joy of the Lord in your hand is healed. Not this fake fullness though, but the hand of God. Yesterday was the last day of Satan and his emanation. And now the day you will begin to see the reward. Because Jesus said in Hebrews, he is not a man to not acknowledge and reward you for your work, as well as your labor of love. Don't you know going through a fiery trial is a labor of love? When Jesus went to Gethsemane, that was a labor of love. When he was beaten on the American Mile, that was a labor of love. When his beautiful hands was nailed, that was a labor of love. When his beautiful feet were nailed, that was a labor of love. When he was stripped of his robe, that was a labor of love. When those thorns went in his head, that was a labor of love. When he died and rose triumphantly, that was a labor of love. Because the kingdom of God is something violent, with the violent taken by force. So go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and know that you will start receiving the blessing in your life, when that is beginning today.